Bar Halacha, or L'chof Teskiyor, Wednesday night. Okay, we're learning about a Sefer Torah that became Pasul, and we saw three Shitas. Most Rishonim hold it's Pasul, even for Kriyas HaTorah, even with the Eved. Ramam holds L'chatchila, you could lane in it, and its Pasul is manifested regarding other Dinim, but you could lane in it, even L'chatchila, and then there's a third sheet that Pshas HaTchak you can rely on if the Chumash you're reading from does not have the mistake. Okay, what about, okay, you leaned in it. Yesterday we learned about L'chatchila, the Halacha. Now B'dievid, you leaned and you saw the Sefer Torah has an extra word, missing a word, missing a letter. B'dievid was Soymich on the Rambam, meaning even though most Rishonim are not like that, But the Eved, meaning you don't have to read it over, and it's not a bracha levatola. But the Eved, we rely on the Rambam. We're talking about you finish the whole laning. That's the scenario we're talking about now. So, but the Eved, you soymich on the Rambam. That would make me feel better about letting bar mitzvah boys lane, which is one of the things I do, even though I'm not happy about it. Probably most of them end up laning at least a few words Ba'al Peh, but according to the Rambam, you could read Ba'al Peh, so it's L'chatchila not B'dievet, so that I shouldn't get fired is called B'dievet. So we let Bar Mitzvah boys lane, and we rely on the Rambam B'dievet, at least that's what I tell myself. Okay, this is even if there's another Sefer Torah, so we rely on the Rambam B'dievet. If it's in the middle of laning, then things become enormous, much more complicated. So today we'll only talk about if there's no other Sefer Torah. You went away to a retreat for Shabbos, you went away somewhere and you took a Sefer Torah with you, you're in a bungalow colony, there's only one Sefer Torah, there's no other Sefer Torah. So you finish the laning, you could call people up, but they don't make a bracha. And if there's a person in the middle of his aliyah, then he doesn't make the second bracha. He does make the second bracha at the end, at the tail end of the whole laning. That's what you do if you have only one Sefer Torah. So again, really, we rely on the Rambam only B'dievet. Here it's like a B'dievet situation because you don't have any other Sefer Torah, so you're going to lane in it till the end of the parsha. You're not going to make brachas, though. That's l'chatchila. You're going in and you're making brachas. So that's not correct. But if there's a person in the middle, so we let him make the second bracha, then, so to speak, because it's like two bookends. So we let him make the second bracha at the end of laning. There's a machlokas. What do you do about the haftarah? Do you read the haftarah with a bracha, without a bracha? And that's enough for tonight. Okay, we'll stop here.